This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
The Midsummer Festival is well underway and joining us in the studio today is the multi-talented Jyoti Van Carlos Gore, here to talk about his upcoming Midsummer show at Chapel Off Chapel. It's on this Friday and Saturday, two shows only. It's called Blacknificence, the Cotton Club Experience. Jyoti, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my first time.
It is your first time. Now, Blacknificence is described as an immersive dive into the musical journey inspired by the Cotton Club era. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So the Cotton Club era was a very interesting time. It was a place that you could perform in. It was a fame maker for people of color, but they were not necessarily welcome there to attend. And so it has a checkered past. And so with my Cotton Club experience, especially with all that's going on in the world right now, it makes it even more important that my Cotton Club experience, everybody's welcome. And so if they're two spirits, it doesn't matter. Like, it's everybody is welcome at my Cotton Club experience.
You're reclaiming it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. And so it's wonderful because people will have the most amazing time hearing the music from that era. But during that era, if you didn't have the right skin color, you couldn't dance there.
Oh.
And you could, again, you could perform there. Unless you were the likes of Bojangles, you were not sitting around. It was Mae West and George Gershwin and the mayor of New York City that were there in the heart of the black neighborhood.
So now everyone can come.
Everyone
doesn't matter
can
who.
Come.
And enjoy.
We all celebrate together and we celebrate all of those wonderful artists, poets, fashion designers, civil rights movement, Stonewall Uprising. We celebrate all of that in this show. And the wonderful thing about that celebration is I look at all those people like master alchemists. So they've transmuted this horrific experiences under such duress, and they made just the most beautiful things out of it. And some of the opportunities we have is because of them.
What do you think people who were at the, the Cotton Club, what would they say if they came along and saw it now?
I think they would love it. Mm. I think they would absolutely love it because I think them coming to this place, they were the people who would embrace all of that. It's the outside world that was not the same.
What can audiences expect when we walk through the doors at Chapel Off Chapel?
You can expect tons of surprises. You can expect the most amazing music that was arranged by Adrian Zondi, and you'll have upright bass, you'll have percussion, and a whole range of music from that era, from the jazz era. You'll hear some fusion with Tito Puente and Celia Cruz. So a whole range of music.
Can you tell us a little bit about the other team members involved in the show? Because it sounds like there's a lot going on, so there must be other people involved. Tell us about them.
There are so many people involved in this. It's much more than a normal cabaret where you're standing with a piano and there's so much going on. I don't want to give away too much, but I will say that it's my dream team of players. So I have Adrian Zondi playing grand piano. I have Tom Dublier playing percussion. And I have Oliver Powell playing upright bass, who's also playing for Tina, the musical at the moment.
Let's talk about fashion and costume. What role does that play, particularly in bringing the spirit of the Cotton Club era to life in your show at Chapel Off Chapel?
Sure. When people arrive, there is a black carpet experience with fashion photographer Nathan James. And so they get dressed up to the nine. They come to the Cotton Club. And when they enter the Cotton Club, it's that thing of where you want to experience every moment. You want to hear the music. You want to see who's there. You want to see how they're dressed. And there's a gentle nod to that era. And so I cannot wait for people to see the most brilliant costume that Isaac Loomis has picked out of my brain and has brought to life, which I didn't think was going to get here. It just got here today.
So you're relieved.
Yeah.
You've also written a special edition of Blacknificent's Melanated Poems, which will be released during the show. Tell us about that.
So during the time that the world had shut down, we'll never speak of again, Blacknificent's Melanated Poems started out because a dear friend, Todd Anthony, and actually my mama, said, these things that you're writing and sending people and these art things that you're doing, you need to share that as a book. And I went, okay. And so then just about a month later, I was like, here's the book that you all told me I should share. And it's from this multiracial perspective of being First Nations American, Cherokee, being African American, German, Latin American, Indian. And it's from that perspective about everything, from love, from sex to have dementia to suicide to all the things that everyone goes through, but from the perspective of that lens. And the special edition has 11 more poems added, and I get to also share some beautiful tributes in that.
So only available at Chapel Off Chapel?
It's going to be available only at Chapel Off Chapel, and then after that, maybe more.
We're chatting with Jyoti Van Carlos Gore about Blacknificent at the Cotton Club Experience, which is on at Chapel Off Chapel as part of Midsummer. Now, I read that you share some incredible 1 degree of separation stories in the show. We often talk about, 6 degrees of separation, etc. 1 degree, can you give us a sneak peek at some of that?
Sure. There's two things that come to mind. Mm-hmm. One is, when I graduated or wanted to go to American Musical Dramatic Academy in New York City, Adrian Belafonte, Bees Meyer, who said, my dad will take care of you when you go to AMDA. And I was like, stranger danger. I don't know her dad. Why would I do that? And so I didn't realize she was talking about Harry Belafonte.
Oh.
And he's like, you're a triple threat. Be that. Don't let anybody tell you need to pick one thing. Do that. And so a few years later, I went to San Jose and was performing in George C. Wolfe's The Colored Museum. And Bayomi Batsbani was his director for that show. And she saw Adrian's name on my CV, my resume, and she said, oh, Adrian. And so she said, I used to tour for Harry Belafonte.
Ah.
So there's those stories over and over again. And Duke Ellington, I have a 1 degree of separation from him as well, from a director, Mr. Neil Tate, who was the first Black musical director on Broadway. And he was my director in UB and Tap Dance Kid.
Sometimes on radio, particularly commercial radio, they play a game, about how many degrees of separation to someone famous. I mean, you would just blitz everyone out.
Oh, it's amazing, but we all have those stories, so I'm not exceptional in that.
Now, before we wrap up, why is it important that you bring a show like this to Midsummer?
Ah, representation means everything. And so there's such an underrepresentation across theater, across music, across cabaret. And so it's so wonderful to see all these shows that are representing people of color, First Nations, and all the diversity that is amongst our own diverse population of gay, lesbian, bi, tri, all the things. And we don't have that enough.
I agree with you. Now, one thing I like to take away when I go and see something is I like to be stimulated either emotionally or intellectually. I like to think about things afterwards for some time. Is that what audiences will be doing after they attend?
It is going to be a roller coaster ride. There are 18 songs in this show.
Oh.
And so in 90 minutes, we have 18 songs, and we don't shy away from telling some of the stories that will raise the hairs a little bit, but also some of the fun things, like how promiscuous that Duke Ellington was as a straight man. And then the opposite is Billy Strayhorn, who was the first openly gay jazz musician that's noted, and he moved out of the place that they all were staying to move in with his partner back then.
Oh, now, Jyoti, two shows only.
Two shows only this Friday,
like
8 o'clock. Yeah, I know. You have to come. So, one thing I want to do special is I would love for 10 people to email me,
yep.
Jyoti Gore at gmail.com. Email me today, and the first 10 people that email me, I will give you 2 tickets to come to the show, experience the black carpet, experience the show, and then share that with people. It's going to be wonderful.
It sounds fantastic. If you want more information, head to chapeloffchapel.com or check out the Midsummer Festival website. Jyoti Van Carlos Gore, the creator of Blackneficence, the Cotton Club experience happening this Friday and Saturday, Chapel Off Chapel. Thank you for joining us on Drive today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.